I feel like also when you know better, you can do better, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I've learned that this is terrible and people need help because I needed help. And there were specifically financially, there were some hurdles that we couldn't overcome. The first life flight right. I took to Dallas cost $300,000. And I thought we were going to lose our house. I thought we're going to lose my health. We're going to lose my house. But then organizations stepped in like Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and they were able to help me with a co-pay grant that gave us about $11,000 to help with all of our out-of-pocket funds. And when you're fighting cancer, the last thing that you need to worry about is mm-hmm. money. Mm-hmm. So I want to help people because it was terrible for me. And people gave and people are still giving, but the hole is deep. So organizations like Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, if I would have known about that at the very beginning, that would have helped me so much. So I'm actually volunteering with Leukemia and Lymphoma Society right now. And one of the things that I get to do is say, hey, buddy, you're dealing with cancer. Why don't you go and let these people help you out with the financial side of it? Why don't you go and let these people help you out with education and with support? One of the things that I get to do is talk to people on the very first day they're diagnosed. And when you hear cancer for the first time, you think it's over. And you can talk to me and I can say, it's not over. Don't give up.